Start disselecting on Arlene Veras. Veras. V as in Victor. Veras. Veras. Arlene. Arlene. Date of birth 7/1/54. Date of visit 7/25/25. Please make copy for. Kelly Doggett. That's K-E-L-L-Y. Doggett, D-O-G-G-E-T-T. Kelly Doggett. Next paragraph. Dear Kelly, thank you for sending Arlene Veras for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is eosinophilia and abnormal chest x-ray. Next paragraph, history of present illness. They next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 71-year-old lady who has a history of reflux symptoms and history for abdominal pain, was recently sent for a CT of the abdomen, which showed the lower lung fields having interstitial opacities. The patient also had a CBC done, which showed hemoglobin of 11.9 and total eosinophil count of 10.7. And WBC of 8.5. Period. The patient has no wheezing, but has an occasional cough and shortness of breath with activity. And she denies any prior history of asthma or chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history for resection of a benign breast tumor. She also has had right knee surgery for a meniscus tear and had a DNC, as well as colonoscopy. She has colonoscopy. Next paragraph. Habits: patient smoked up to half a pack per day for 24 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Works as a medical assistant. Next, family history: father died of heart disease, mother diabetes and hypertension. Next paragraph, let's see, allergies, none. Next, system review, the patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, and denies glaucoma but has cataracts. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no hay fever or asthma, but has shortness of breath and occasional cough, and no wheezing. She has heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations and no leg swelling. No depression, no anxiety, no bruising. And she has some joint pains but no muscle stiffness. And she has no headaches, numbness of the extremities or memory loss. She does have some skin rash with itching. Next, med list included Protonix 40 milligrams daily, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams TIDPRN. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white female, alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 130/80, pulse is 78, respiration is 20, temperature 97.9, weight is 180, saturation 96. HEND and non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, yield no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional scattered pieces bilaterally. And few basal crackles. Heart beats sounds regular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, the one plus with no growth, small deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, breast number one. Dyspnea with the history of eosinophilia. Number two is probable reactive airway disease. Number three, interstitial lung disease. And number four is gastroesophageal reflux. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest, high resolution with contrast. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study and a CBC with a total eosinophil count and an IgE level. And a said rate. She was advised to use a Ventolin and inhaler, two puffs TIDPRN, and a follow up is arranged approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Stock D'Souza. Copy for Kelly Doggett, DOGGETTAPRN.